Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I know that you may be sitting there listening now, but I also want to say good morning if you're listening to it later. Good afternoon if you're listening to it on another day. Whenever it is that you're listening to it, I'm very appreciative. So welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomena You podcast. And this evening, I hope that you will be able to walk away with a greater sense of self. I hope that you will be able to walk away just having the desire to want to dig in a little deeper about who you are. How is everyone doing? I can't even remember if I broadcasted last month, but it has been a minute, and we're about to go into the summer session, I believe, where I won't be broadcasting, but, you know, Ed'll let me know if that is what's going to happen. But in the meanwhile, tonight, we're going to dig in really deep. And so before I do my intro, I'm going to give you a question to ponder. Yes, I did say ponder, while I'm building up to this evening's topic. So the question I have for you to ponder is the first thing. Have you thought about the common sense or legitimacy of why you think the way you do? I'm going to read it again. Have you thought about the common sense and or legitimacy of why you think the way you do? So I want you to think about that until I start talking about this evening's topic. But before I do that, you know, I just like to shoot the breeze a little bit, especially since it's been a minute. It has been a minute. And I don't know if it's hot for you guys. A lot of America is hot right now, but it's hot. And your girl Central Air is not working. I put on my earbuds to kind of drown out the back sound because I have the window open and I'm sitting next to the window and I have the fan going. So hopefully you can hear me clearly. If you can't hear me clearly, let me know. You can go ahead and send me a message at 310-308-8568. And I'll consider coming off of these earbuds and closing this window. But, yeah, your girl is she's really hot right now. So just sit back this evening. Let's have a little discussion about things that are going on. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you haven't done it yet, go get you some water because it's hot. Kick back under your air conditioning, under your fan, on your balcony, in your backyard. And we're going to have a conversation, or I guess you're just going to listen to me talk. But however it is you need to do it so you're as comfortable as possible, do that. I'm sitting here. I do have a glass of wine because you guys do know how I do. I think this is called Westling. I think I'm saying it wrong because my friend told me she said I was saying it wrong. But whatever this is, I have to tell you guys, I'm committed to the cause because I don't like this wine. Yeah, it has a little aftertaste. But I'm going to drink it because I opened the bottle. And we can't be wasting wine, right? So I'm going to sip on this while I'm talking to you this evening. How is everyone, as I stated? What have you been up to? Have you guys been taking care of yourself? Have you been giving yourself grace? Have you been working out, eating healthy, feeding your mind? All the things that people try to roll their eyes at now, have you been trying to do it at least sometime? At least sometime. And I see some more people logging in or that popped up on my dashboard. So before I continue, I just want to give them the question that I want them to ponder as well. So if you're just now logging on, the question that I want you to ponder this evening is, Have you thought about the common sense or legitimacy of why you think the way you do? I am going to get into that shortly, but I'm going to say it again. Have you thought about the common sense in or legitimacy of why you think the way you do? I don't even know if people ask themselves this question, but I actually just thought about that a little while ago. It's spring, you guys. Actually, it's summer, isn't it? Let me tell you what I did. Yesterday, I came home because every day I try to give myself some kind of chores. And yesterday, I came home and I went into these shoes that I have. And you guys, if you know me, you already know I have some kind of shoe fetish. Something's going on. I literally cleaned out probably 30, maybe 40 pairs of shoes yesterday. It's ridiculous that I'm going to give to the Goodwill. And I still have to clean out my closet. So I want to remind you of that, too, because I believe that a cluttered house, a cluttered home makes a cluttered mind. It makes you feel a little anxious. So I do encourage you to go in there and do some summer cleaning. I guess spring is gone. Do some summer cleaning. Clean some of that stuff out. If you haven't worn it in a year, you're probably not going to wear it. I'm telling you guys. You know, get in these closets and these drawers and get rid of this stuff. And you know what else you need to do? Go in that kitchen, open that microwave, and clean that microwave out. and under it as well. I know that that's a given for some people, but it's not. It's not for everybody. So, yeah, let's get not just our mind, body, and spirits in order. Let's also get our homes in order, our cars in order. I remember somebody saying that, you know, you can't be blessed with greater things if you can't even take care of the stuff that you already had. You know, you think about all the stuff that you want in life. Do you take care of the stuff that you already have? Meaning, do you take care of yourself in the body that you're in right now? Your mind, your spirit, your home, your car. Do you take care of yourself? Do you try to treat yourself the best that you can in all aspects of your life? And if you don't, it's okay. You can start anytime. You can start the next second, minute, hour, day, month, but I encourage you to try to do that as fast as possible. So there's a couple things that got me to this topic this evening that had me think of this topic. So this evening's topic is the dangers of not addressing trauma. And at first I thought about generational trauma, but when I really think about it, it's trauma, period. It is trauma, period, because the reality is that any trauma that goes unaddressed will become generational trauma. That's crazy, isn't it? That's extremely crazy. But any trauma that goes unaddressed will become generational trauma. And sometimes, you know, we're so caught in ourselves, we don't even think about how that affects us and where that came from. Because some people have trauma that's right in their face, and some people is carrying the byproduct of trauma that may not have happened directly to them, but historically, you know, within your family, you know, by association, it has happened to you, and you really don't consider how it affects you in all of your relationships and how you deal with yourself and everything around you every single day. So this evening, that's what we're going to talk about. And that's why I wanted you to think about this question, ponder this question, how you're going to answer this. So right now, answer that question to yourself. Have you thought about the common sense and legitimacy of why you think the way that you do? And after you listen to this podcast, I want you to think about that question again and see, write it down, journal. You guys know I believe in journaling. I believe in writing down your thoughts. And I know a lot of people don't think that that is something that they want to do. They say they're not writers. Some people say they're not readers. But this is something that you need to do. It is very therapeutic. Write it down. Write it down right now. Put your answer down. And then think about it. Think about it. Marinate on this podcast. I call it marinating. Think about it. And then go back to that question and answer that question again. So there's some more people logging in. Well, I'm sorry. There's some more people that just joined. So I'm going to get into the topic this evening. The topic this evening is the dangers of not addressing trauma. And my question, second question to you is, why are you like that? Have you ever heard those jokes? Why are you like that? Who hurt you? What's the matter? You hear people asking people that all the time. So I saw this really interesting thing about generations of people, and I wanted to share it with you. We're going to start off by it. And it's called Ancestral Mathematics. And it says, in order to be born, you need the following. You need 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 grandparents, 16 second grandparents, 32 third grandparents, 64 fourth grandparents, 128 fifth grandparents, 256 sixth grandparents, 512 seventh grandparents, 1,024 eighth grandparents, and 2,048 ninth grandparents. I found that at on the Instagram page called Jermaine Fowler at the Humanity Archive. Okay, and it says, for you to be born today from 12 previous generations, you needed a total of 4,094 ancestors over the last 400 years. Think for a moment. How many struggles, how many battles, how many difficulties, how much sadness, how much happiness, how many love stories, how many expressions of hope for the future did your ancestors have to go through for you to exist in this present moment? 4,094 ancestors. 4,094 ancestors. And let's give or take what the last how many years have people not been privy or not had the blessing, privilege of addressing their generational trauma. I was just having a conversation, and I was telling someone, my child, who is 21, is among one of the first generations where therapy is advertised to them, where self-care is advertised to them, where self-help is advertised to them almost on a daily basis. And yes, there's other things that are out there and they're pushed out to them. But my 21-year-old daughter and people that are younger, they're among the first generations where it is open. It is open for them to seek these kind of benefits. Before that, even me, I'm 51. It just started maybe in my generation, what, about 30? Maybe 30? What do you guys think? And as I'm going through this, if you have a question or you want to make a comment, go ahead and text me, 310-308-8568. And just on a side note, I see that there's a chat here. I think that you have to log in the Block Talk or join it in order for us to use the chat. So look into that and let's see maybe if we can start using that in the future. But think about the fact that we are just now in a point in history where there are certain demographics that actually have the benefit of therapy, the benefit of getting a book that'll help them learn about themselves, the benefit of having open conversations with other people about self-healing and self-love and self-progression. Why are you like that? Why are you the way that you are? Like I said, initially, I was only going to refer to generational trauma, but I realized that all trauma needs to be addressed, because if you do not address the trauma that you have or that you are carrying, it will become generational trauma, because you're carrying the traumas, the effects, the byproducts of traumas from your ancestors, and your ancestors will carry the byproducts of your trauma when it comes to their day. So if you don't address this, it's going to affect somebody now or later. Just like it's affecting you now from the past, it will affect them, your ancestors, in the future from now, which is why this conversation is so important. And every day I look at the news, well, I don't look at it every day, but I read it. I hear about people who are so miserable, and you would think that they would have, you know, the best life ever. And what I realize is because we are not addressing the elephant in the room. because we have been fooled into thinking that happiness, to thinking that healing comes from something that's monetary, something that maybe, you know, that's very physical in terms of how it looks. And so we are cheating ourselves. We are cheating ourselves of a life that we probably could have that we don't have because we don't have the tools. And we don't have the tools because we don't have the desire to seek the tools a lot of times. And we don't have a desire to seek the tools a lot of times because we have been conditioned to deal with a lot of stuff in kind of a self-destructive way. So again, I ask you, why are you like that? Why do you think the way that you do? Why do you deal with stresses the way that you deal well? So just so you know, all of my definitions come from Google. Google it. I usually take like the first definition. Google this information. I encourage you to seek knowledge for yourself. Don't just let me spoon feed you information. But Google it. And so the first thing I looked up was trauma. And it said trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event. I put in asterisks here. I put in next to asterisks that terrible is relative to the person having the experience. What one person feels is terrible, the next person may not feel as terrible. So what may traumatize one person may not traumatize another person, right? And we have to make sure we give people grace for that because so many people undermine somebody's feelings because they don't get it. They don't understand why that person feels the way that they feel. They don't understand why that person feels traumatized. Because maybe they took that in or they think they would have taken in that situation differently. But don't negate how people feel. Don't negate people's challenges because you don't get it. Because you don't get it. I wrote this thing, an entry in my journal, which I write in even for this, it shows I wrote it on June 14th. And I said that I've really been focused on recognizing people are not going to do things my way or respond to things my way. I'm making a conscious decision not to insert my own intention in a situation, right, based on how I feel I would respond to it. That's kind of what I'm talking about. When we talk about traumatic experiences and we're like, we don't know why they're still tripping today. We don't know why they're still affected today. Well, you don't have to know why because you are a different person and you may respond to a completely different. And what may affect you, the next person will turn around and wonder why you are affected the way that you're affected. So remember that the word terrible, what is terrible to one may not be terrible to the next person, but it's all important. It's all relevant. Trauma, the lasting emotional response that often results from living through a distressing event. And it says living through it, but I'm going to tell you that it's living through it, it's living next to it, it's living out of it, it's living from it, how you can be affected. Then I looked up the definition of generational trauma. And generational trauma, it says trauma that extends from one generation to the next. It's when a group experiences a traumatic event that causes economic, cultural, and familial, did I say that word right? Distress. Economic, cultural, and familial distress. Thinking about this definition before I even read this definition, and I started thinking to myself, well, hell, who isn't affected by generational trauma? I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much money you don't have. Who hasn't been? Who hasn't been tasked with carrying on some of the byproduct of trauma from the past, from your ancestors, from your mom, from your grandmother, from your dad, from your grandfather, from your uncles, however it is that happened? Who has not been tasked with that heavy, heavy responsibility? I don't know if there's anyone who hasn't been affected. You know, there's always this tug of war where people want to have these conversations about who suffered the most, who feels the most. But when I really think about it, who isn't affected by generational trauma to one degree or another? Who isn't? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? this evening, that's a weird, where I'm going to just get into this a little bit more. So the reason that you need to heal from trauma, and remember that healing is a lifetime journey, because you're always going to be looking into why you are the way you are, how you deal with stress, how you deal with negativity, how you deal with positivity, how you deal with people in social environments, how you deal with your family. This is something that you're always going to be tasked with. This is something that you're going to always deal with. And let me clarify, that doesn't mean that you're always putting yourself down. That doesn't mean that you're never giving yourself grace. Do you know how you give yourself grace? You learn more and more and more about yourself so you don't beat yourself up. And you understand why you move the way you do every single day. And you're able to give yourself grace. I list as a byproduct of trauma. I don't know if that's the right word, but the byproducts can be physical, mental, or spiritual. And I use those words all the time, but it's the truth. Physically, the byproduct of trauma can affect them. It can affect our bodies. It can affect our health. It can affect how we treat our bodies. It can affect how we consider health and how we should deal with it. Mentally, the byproduct of trauma affects how we treat our emotional self. This one's really important to me because I know people are out here, I'm always showing you me working out, but let me tell you what, mental exercise is to me way more important in a lot of ways than physical exercise. Because if you get that mental right, all that other stuff will fall into place. Mental exercise, a lot of the byproducts of trauma, how we treat ourselves emotionally. Let me explain this to you. There's a whole demographic of people who have been conditioned to never give themselves grace, to never give themselves a break, to always be hard on themselves. I was having a conversation the other day when you think about it, and when you look back at when I said that, look at how many ancestors it is that we come from, and we think about what they had to endure. And this is regardless of who you are, because regardless of who you are, you come from those, you come from that same number of ancestors, regardless of who you are. You come from that same number. You want me to remind you? 4,094 ancestors over the last 400 years, regardless of where you come from, what you look like today. And some of these demographics live such a rough and tough life that they never got the opportunity to exhale. That when they finally got to exhale, when they finally got to be at peace, it was on their deathbed. That kind of choked me up. Because in their life, they never got the opportunity. They never got the opportunity to give in to their fatigue. They never got the opportunity to let loose on their anger. They never got the opportunity to use PTO because they were too tired or too sick to go to work in the morning. They didn't get maternity leave. Nobody cared if they broke a toe, broke a leg, broke an arm. Nobody gave a damn. Nobody cared how they felt. Not enough for it to matter. Not enough for them to be able to slow down. They did not have the opportunity. Do you know what that does over generation after generation after generation after generation? You are conditioned not to deal with your emotions correctly. You're conditioned to feel guilty when you're tired, so you keep on pushing. You're conditioned to feel guilty when you get sad, when you feel brokenhearted, because you're feeling weak. You're conditioned to be angry at yourself because you know what, you need a good cry. You're conditioned to feel like, you know what, maybe I need some therapy. Maybe I do need to talk to someone. And then the conversation, the person on your shoulder, that little person talks to you, tries to talk you out of it. Don't go do that. You're going to look crazy. You're going to look weak. Girl, you better put your big panties on and walk through it. I have said it. Conditioning. You have not been conditioned to sit down and give yourself grace and rest, to figure out the root cause of why you've been feeling so anxious, why you've been feeling so depressed, why you've been feeling like you're at the brink of tears every single day. You know, there are people, I'll use myself, who have PTO time for weeks and weeks of PTO time and won't take it because they feel guilty. They won't take it because they've been made to feel a certain way about taking the time that they earned in their job. Because there's people within that those company walls that will try to make you feel guilty. The conditioning has said, how dare you want to take a break? You keep climbing. Don't you dare stop. Don't you stop. It doesn't make a difference if you feel like you're going to break down. The byproduct of generational trauma, when your ancestors never got a chance to have a nervous breakdown, when their nervous breakdown was laying in the bed and crying it out and keep on pushing through. There's a whole demographic of people today that don't have a chance to be burnt out and suffer from fatigue and you know, and dehydration. Sometimes you hear celebrities who, you know, they're just tired, they overwork themselves. Normal people experience that. You know what they do? They cry it out in the shower. They cry it out in the shower. They toss and turn all night. And then when that alarm goes off, even if they hit snooze two times, they get up and they go and they deal with the world. The byproducts of not dealing with generational trauma, the byproducts of not dealing with trauma, is not giving yourself grace, giving yourself mental grace to heal yourself mentally, to take the time you need to heal mentally. And then spiritually, the byproduct of generational trauma, spiritually. I don't know if this is going to get to some people. I put the question here. In understanding that your spiritual journey is rooted in this, to me, this is my opinion, that to love yourself is to love the Lord wholly. To love yourself is to love the Lord wholly. Or have you been conditioned to use your spirituality to shame, to judge, to humiliate others? Have you been conditioned to use your spirituality to put yourself above others? Which one is it? All of this is byproduct from generational trauma. Consider what your parents went through, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. What do they say? Your second grade, your third, your fourth. All that they carried with them every day and how it manifested in them physically, mentally, and spiritually. Think about it and how it may affect you today. Like I said, this is the first time we've been able to sit down and have these conversations, really. You have couldn't have these conversations, I would say, even 50 years ago, even 30 years ago. Because you were taught to keep on grinding no matter what. Doesn't matter if you hurt. Doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you think. You just keep on going. And that's when healing comes into play. Because if you don't heal the byproduct of your trauma, regardless of what it is, it will manifest, and it's not going to manifest well. It'll manifest in you overcompensating. It'll manifest maybe in anxiety, depression. It'll manifest in how you treat people. Do you treat people, or are you disrespectful? Do you walk through the world with integrity? Do you just disregard how you treat people? This is me. This is just how I am. Are you always projecting negativity onto other people, or just always projecting negativity? Everything is a problem. Everything is, I don't, whatever, it is what it is. whether you understand it or not, whether you experienced that trauma directly or not, you've been affected. Maybe your grandmother or your grandfather experienced something very traumatic, and so it changed him physically, mentally, spiritually, and it manifested in them in a way where they projected onto the people around them. They projected onto your mother, right? Your uncle. Now they walk around with that, and then they project onto you. And now you walk around with that, and now you project onto your children. It's almost an epidemic. Healing. Healing. The process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Healing is the answer. Intentional healing. Does it mean that you ignore the past experience? Does it mean that you ignore the past traumas? No, it doesn't. What it means is that you do your best to move forward. You seek out the knowledge that you need, however it is you're going to get it, so that you start to heal. You start to heal. And you start to break these generational curses that come from generational trauma. Or should I say just trauma? Because like I said, trauma, unchecked trauma, only becomes generational trauma. Say it again. Unchecked trauma only becomes generational trauma. I know why Nicole is the way that she is. I know why I act the way that I do. I know why I deal with things the way that I do. I recognize it. It's not pointing a finger at anyone. It's not saying that I was raised incorrectly or that my parents was raised incorrectly. What it's saying is that I was naturally affected by my surroundings, by who was around me, by who was guiding me, even by who was not guiding me. I was talking to my niece, and I said, you understand, like, when you really listen, when you really think about it, stuff like racism is a byproduct of trauma. It's a byproduct of being raised by hateful people who taught you to be hateful. The question that I asked, and a lot of people didn't hear that from the beginning, is have you thought about the common sense and legitimacy of what you think said it wrong? Have you thought about the common sense and legitimacy of why you think the way that you do? You know what made me think of that question? I just thought of it a little while ago, but you know what? Because the other day I posted something, and I really said the idea that someone would just not like someone because of their skin color is really crazy to me. If you really think about it, if you really think about it, the idea that someone would not like you just because of your, just because I was chocolatey, it's crazy. Because you know that people have lived through life. You know they've experienced bad treatment from other people who don't look like me or look like the people that they hate. But they still are so focused on this hate that has been bred and conditioned within their heart. Have you ever really thought about the common sense of some of the stuff that you think and why? Like the legitimacy of it. You guys know I love true crime. Thinking today, I would challenge, even though, you know, I saw the person say that if you like true crime and you can go to sleep to it, you need to think about why. Whatever, you know, okay, I'll think about it. But I challenge somebody to look at true crime for a week straight and come back and tell me that a criminal looks like how they were conditioned to think a criminal looks like. I challenge that. If you are a hater of people, look at some true crime. Look at all of them. Look at, listen to all the podcasts. Go and look at all of the shows and come back and tell me if society has told you or conditioned you correctly in what a criminal looks like. We all know that there are bad people in every demographic. But it sure is interesting who you see doing what. But it's part of the legitimacy of I have to turn the page. Have you thought about the common sense and legitimacy of why you think the way that you think? This is my thing, that if you think a certain way, if it's bringing so much anxiety to you, because I am a firm believer, if you know when your thought process is right and you know when your thought process is wrong, that's why it becomes very stressful. That's why it manifests as anxiety or it manifests a certain way, because you're going against the grain. You know you're not thinking right. You know you're not thinking right. Cling on to the conditioning, come hell or high water. And that's why healing is so important. That's why it's so important to understand that healing is a never-ending journey from the womb to the tomb, from the womb to the tomb. That's why it's so important to start teaching children from very, very young about self-care and self-love and how to deal with emotions and how to deal with their mental health and why it's important to deal with your physical health and why it's important to understand your spirituality and how you align with God. I'm a believer in the Lord. This is not a religious podcast, but I'm a believer in the Lord. And I believe to love yourself wholly. I believe to take care of yourself, to do what you know is right, is the best way to honor him. Because you are of him. Because you are of him. And society will have you thinking something else. Because there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing the matter with any of us that we have this baggage. But if you ever look within yourself and you sit down and you wonder to yourself, why am I like this? There's so many people I know that always come to me and ask me, like, I'm trying to figure it out. And I encourage you to continue to do that. Continue to actively heal, to consciously continue a journey in healing. Because you can ignore it. You can ignore it all you want. It's always going to manifest. Eventually, you'll combust. You'll combust mentally. You'll combust physically. You'll combust physically. Eventually, if you do not address it, it will address itself. It's like I always say, you know what? The energy you put out is the energy that you get back. And sometimes, the Lord, God, whomever it is that you're looking at for guidance, we'll go tell you to sit down and be still. We'll tell you to look within yourself. We'll go sit there. And you won't do it. And you will continue to get signs. You will continue to have barriers until finally you don't have any choice but to go sit down and gather yourself and start your healing journey. Because either you're going to do it voluntarily or you're going to do it involuntarily. But it's going to happen. And that's why it's so important for us to start teaching our children from the get-go. That's why it's so important for us to start giving our own self grace and loving ourselves in a way that we have never, that generations before us have never had the privilege of loving themselves openly, I will say. Because they loved themselves. They couldn't do it openly. They couldn't do it openly. When they talk about the angry black woman and they talk about the angry black man, you know what? That, baby, that was passed on because you had to be hard, right? When they talk about the woman in the corporate world, regardless of her culture, and they always try to portray her as being this bitch, well, shit, you had to be a bitch because that's what you were conditioned to be. Because if you were anything less than that, you would get eaten up. And because your hunger was so bad to get out of the situation that you were in, you allowed yourself to fall for that. You allowed yourself to fall for that until you actually fell and bumped your head. All of these stereotypes when I think about it now, this has just come to me. So many stereotypes come from the byproduct of generational trauma. The people who project it out on the other people, the people who live it out and not understanding their greatness and not understanding themselves and not taking the time out to heal so they can be the best that they can be. And let me clarify, being the best that you can be is not riches. It's not cars. It's not mansions. It's not a whole bunch of shoes and the top of the line clothes. That's not the being the best that you can be. We should already know that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Why are you like that? Why am I like this? Why am I like this? So what do we do? What do we do to address trauma? When I worked in the shelter for victims of domestic violence, even when I went back to school in human services, and I remember challenging the teacher because I remember saying, like, they have this cookie-cutter way of dealing with trauma with people that I don't agree with. And I don't agree with it because everybody deals with trauma differently. Yes, there's some similarities. You know, I'm a firm believer that our society promotes this idea that if you have been traumatized, that you have experienced some sort of trauma, that you are a victim of that trauma your entire life. And I used to tell my clients, that was an experience. You were a victim once. Now, let's start the healing process. So that experience that you experienced doesn't get packed up in some luggage, in some baggage, and you pass on to your children. I always refer to Erica Badu's bag lady. She says, bag lady, you're going to hurt your back. Right? Because you toting around. You toting around baggage. Must I remind you what I just said? 4,094 ancestors. You know how heavy that baggage is? 4,094 and counting. And for at least 400 years, I could say, as black people, African American people, I ain't gonna call us colored. I heard something on the news the other day, whatever. But 400 years of baggage. 400 years of baggage is you've been conditioned to say, you just deal with that. You just carry that. It's heavy. We bent over with baggage. Wondering why we always walk around with our shoulders up to our ears. Wondering why our stomachs are not right. Wondering why migraines are taking us over. Wondering why anxiety and depression is at an all-time high. Right? Wondering why you always feel like you're on the brink of just losing it. 400 years. Right? 400 years of generational trauma that has just piled itself on top of each other every single generation. Every single generation. 400 years. And only about the last 25 years, I think I was generous, did I say 50 earlier? Where you feel as if you could start addressing it. Is that crazy or is that crazy? Is that crazy? And so while everybody else is talking about all these other things going on in the world, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but a lot of insignificant stuff, where everybody is losing their mind over what people wear on a rap lyric, right, over what somebody else said, over this fight between these two reality TV stars. All of that, that's just distraction. That's distraction. That's distraction. It becomes clear to me every single day. Have you thought about the common sense or the legitimacy of why you think the way you do? Because some people are knee-deep in their thought process. They're knee-deep in their beliefs. I want to say knee-deep in some dang cement. You ever met someone who is the holiest person ever in the world and everything that comes out of them is negativity? Everything. And you go, well, how the hell? You've been conditioned. Someone taught you. Someone taught you. Even if it's someone that you don't talk to today, you learned that from somebody. It came from something. And unfortunately, a lot of us just, I don't want to say unfortunately because, you know, I believe that I come from greatness. I believe that that is the only way that I am sitting here, that my ancestors were the best of the damn best. Because I have some weak nature, you know. I can't take pain. I don't want to stay up late. I need to sleep 8 hours. You know what I mean? I have some requirements in life that I recognize, even as I'm speaking to everyone right now, that my ancestors didn't even have the privilege of having those requirements, didn't even have the privilege of having those physical, mental, and spiritual requirements. I have boundaries. They didn't even have the privilege of having a boundary. Why are we like this? And when I say we, I mean me too, because I'm working on myself every single day. Every single day. So what we have to do is we have to heal. We have to understand the importance of healing. How do we heal? We can heal through therapy. Like I said, this is the first, we're in the first time in kind of history where therapy is available to everybody. We can heal through reading, through gaining knowledge. I've said this to everyone before. We take the time out to study everything. Before I even lock my hair, I was looking at YouTube and looking how people twist their hair. What did they moisturize their hair and how did they seal in the moisture? I work out and I go look at muscles and see which one and how do I target it right. And people who have diabetes go and read about the things that they should eat in order to decrease their sugar, to decrease their high blood pressure. You want a new car. You research it, and you go and you look, and which car is the best one for me, and this one gets the best mileage, and this is how this one was made. We don't do that for ourselves, do we? Healing is rooted in you making the effort and understanding that you are important enough to address your baggage. And to acknowledge that if you have baggage, and you do, because like I said, who isn't affected by generational trauma? To acknowledge that it's okay for you to have that baggage, because you can't address that baggage until you acknowledge that that baggage is there. And then you start to peel back the layers. You peel them back. You peel them back. And you realize that part of your thought process is cool, and part of it is ridiculous. And you get to laugh in it. You get to sit into it. You get to marinate it and understand where you need to make changes and maybe where you don't need to make changes, right? Because some of our condition got us through. People will argue this to me. I always talk about this, and this is not even about trauma. I think this is about, like, internal, I won't say trauma. 400 years ago, 300 years ago, however long ago, black people were given a certain type of food on plantations. This is the reality of it. I'm never embarrassed of that. I know where I come from. Does every black person come from slavery? No, but a lot do. They were conditioned to eat that food because that's all that they were given, so they made the best of it. I always tell people, that wasn't Madea, Big Mamas, and them. That's not your tradition. That was forced on you because that's all that you had. That's all that they freaking had, and they made the best of what they had. And here we are, fast forward to 2023, where there are books, there are podcasts, there are lectures that tell you what you need to do to be the best you can physically. And 9 times out of 10, somebody, I'm not falling for that. Because my ancestors ate that. I could eat it. They ate it because they had to. Because there were no other options. They couldn't walk off the plantation and go to Vaughn's, go to Superior. I'm going to name all of them. Go to Trader Joe's, go to Sprouts. They didn't have that. So they ate what was given to them. They ate what was available to them. But guess what they did too? They worked all day. They moved their bodies all day. They want preservatives and all that good stuff that were up in food. And so when you see somebody talking about health and talking about mental health and talking about spiritual health, and you may not agree with it, don't roll your eyes. Go Google. Go order a book. Read. Understand why you are the way that you are. Trauma is a trip, and if you do not acknowledge it, right, if you don't beat it, it'll beat you. If you don't beat it, it will beat you. So my other things on my list as we wind down, I only have about 6 minutes left, is, I said self-help. Get some books right here sitting in front of me, and this is what I'm going to read on the end. I have a book called Clarity and Connection. I always have talked about the 5 levels of attachment. I think that's a book that you should keep. These are things that you can read. Everything is not true, but you read different things. You read about different people so you gain a better understanding of yourself. You gain a better understanding of the path you need to take. You're not going to know your body if you don't know about your body. It's important. These things are important. This book is one of my favorite books. Actually, my coworker Maria, she has the same book. She made me buy this book. Again, it's called Clarity and Connection by Young Pueblo. And when I walk past her office, she'll say, give me a number. She tells this to everybody. So if you look at her book, she has all these little stickies, and she'll put the date that someone picked the page, and then we'll read it together. It's very therapeutic. But I think this is on Friday, I picked page 52. Let me read this to you, okay? And again, this is Clarity and Connection. It really aligns with what I'm talking about today. And I had already picked this topic, basically. And I know some of you were asking me what the topic was. I did already have it, but like I said, listen. And it reads, it sometimes feels as though time has helped us heal, but all it has really done is teach us to live with the wound. Just because we have stopped thinking about the harm of the past does not mean it is fully healed. The passing of time allows what was first on a conscious level to sink deeper into the mind, where it becomes a quiet yet powerful lever that forces us to behave a certain way. Underneath our conscious thoughts remains the impact of a harmful yesterday. Healing requires moving inward with patience, honesty, and courage. If we do not address our accumulated subconscious patterns, they will simply remain there, always affecting how we think, speak, and act. Our accumulated wounds and conditioning will restrict our flexibility and cause us to get stuck in a loop that continues repeating the past. We have to heal this, people. What does it say? they will simply remain there, always affecting how we think, speak, and act. If it doesn't affect us, it's going to affect our ancestors. It's going to affect our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. It's going to affect us. If you don't address yourself, if you don't address the traumas that you've experienced, no matter how rough and tough they were, that byproduct, you're going to pass it on. We've seen it. We know it's true. We know that it's true. And then you wonder, why does my child act this way? Why is everything that is attracted to me this? That's the message tonight. And so now, write down in your journal, write down on a piece of paper, type it, text message yourself the question again. Have you thought about the common sense or legitimacy of why you think the way you do? And I want you to align it with the baggage that you feel that you have been carrying. And I'm not asking you to go point fingers and tell somebody about how they talked to you wrong or did you wrong. I'm asking you to start the healing journey today and understand why you tick the way that you tick. And understand how detrimental it is not only to you, but to your future self, your future ancestors, when you don't acknowledge trauma, when you don't heal trauma. It's important. So I will be posting if I'm going to be doing a show next month or not. I know that I got to get a little better. I got to get on my P's and Q's. You know, life, like I said, life be lifing. Adulting sucks sometimes, doesn't it? Life be lifing, you guys. Life be lifing. But you know what? I would have it no other way. I would have it no other way, and I hope that you feel the same. And I want everybody to remember that they're never, ever by themselves. And I can't promise you that I can solve any of your issues, but I can listen. You could text message me. I know that I'm really busy a lot. I'm here for you. I uplift. I don't tear down. I believe in the greatness of all. I believe in the greatness of you, right? And that's why I do this podcast. And I don't care if it was one person on here. You know, it doesn't make me a bit of difference as long as it reaches someone. So I do ask you to share it with someone that you feel this message would help. But again, it could be one person. That's all that matters to me. And this is healing for me because I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I appreciate you guys. Remember your greatness. Work on you. Read a book. Drink your water. Moisturize. I haven't said that in a long time. Mind your own business, right? Do you guys. Work on you because guess what? To love yourself is to love the Lord. I firmly believe that. You are in his image. Greatness in the flesh. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Be safe.